coming up this weekend, a 40-year tradition is continuing. The U of S Agros are pushing their annual bed frame from Regina all the way back to Saskatoon to raise money for Telemiracle 50. We have got Emily and Laurel with us here from the Agros. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the bed push, this is crazy. This has been happening since 1982. That was before I was born, and I'm like approaching 40 here, long before any of you guys were obviously born. What does it mean to you guys to personally carry on something that's connected for so long for so many students?
It's such an honor to be planning this and also to have all of our alumni come out. It's a big alumni event. We get to mix current and past student bodies, and it's really lovely to do it for such an amazing cause, and everyone gets so into it, and we're all so passionate about it.
And this is a milestone year, right? Because it's the 50th year of Telemiracle. I know you guys hit, like, what, 98K last year? So we're pushing for 100, I would have to say, right?
We're pushing for 100. Total we have raised is just over 450,000.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing
not this
work.
Year. In total.
In total. In total. Whoa. In total of all the years we've done it.
It's like best year we've ever had.
That's amazing.
Now, okay, so I like to just, you know, assume that maybe someone listening maybe just moved to Saskatoon, maybe just moved to Saskatchewan. They have no idea about this. So just, like, break this down for us. You were literally pushing a bed across the prairie in February. When does it start, and how? What have past years kind of taught you? How does this typically go?
It's going to start this Thursday in Regina, and we're going to push until Saturday to Saskatoon. We do it on the side of Highway 11, and it's a bed on 4 bike tires. It's quite heavy. It's quite awkward. We have a bus behind, and runners get to swap out, and we have a big, long convoy, about 50 trucks and Meridian escorts, and we push it all the way.
That is, does anyone ever track this on, like, an Apple Watch? Like, track your steps and stuff when you guys are doing this?
There's a few runners that really are the backbone that are marathon people, and I'm sure their watches are way better than the rest of us.
Perfect. Now, obviously, you know, the groups change year over these 40 years and stuff, but, like, what have been some of the fun experiences you've heard in the past? Have you ever had any, like, crazy people stop, or, you know, fun people, you know, giving you donations along the road? What does a typical bed push look like through its process?
We do have this year some of the original people that started bed push coming out to help us push, and wow, that has been such a cool experience to hear how they started and doing it in a camper van all the way to the way we have it now, and it's evolved so much in the last 42 years. And it's great to see all the people come out.
So it's basically like the Heritage Classic, except for the bed push this year. You got the OGs and you got the new ones.
Yes. And we go town to town for donations as well. And it's really cool to engage with the different communities and talk about it. And they've seen us for the last 42 years, and they love to tell us stories about previous runners. It's great.
Well, this is awesome. And then people can donate as you're traveling. I'm sure there's multiple ways that people can donate to this.
Yes. We have links on our Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Those are all U of S Agros. And then our website is www.agrosufs.ca.
Perfect. We'll put those up on our socials as well.
Perfect.
Last question. When it comes to planning for this bed push, when does the weather start to be? When do you start to get a little bit nervous about the forecast as you lead up to it?
We are week of, and I haven't looked at it. I'm hoping for the best. Knock on wood.
Everyone just keeps telling us, oh, it's so nice. And we're like, no.
Don't jinx us. We're already working against the wind this year.
This week is going, it looks like it's going to be a bit of a roller coaster. So I'm not going to say it's going to be really nice, but I'll say that you might get a little on the dirty side. But that's just how it goes, right?
That's okay. We wear blue for a reason, not white. We're good.
Perfect. Laurel, Emily, thank you guys so much for coming in today. And best of luck for this milestone year for the bed push.
Thank you for having us.